number 63. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's story is the culmination of the last three episodes. It's the fourth part. So preceding this were Insurrection, Human Nature, Deliberation, and now Manifesto from the year 4010. The insurrection on Koi Beta, with the death of thousands of humans and indigenous people, had been led by a local official removed from office. His ability to do so undermined the system of government placed across the 84 star systems of the Council of Seven, who now debated the future of both the planet and the implications for all human-led administrations across the galaxy. The Council had invited a group of 10 representatives to investigate, debate, and report to the Assembly of 1,000, now gathered to hear the final part of the process, the creation of a manifesto. Elector Marianne stood, as if accepting a truth of great sadness. There is a danger, of course, that the principles of organising planetary life, developing policies and strategies for the survival of a whole planet, a star system, an entire galaxy, threatens the liberties and needs of smaller communities for the sake of the greater good. Life itself becomes worthless for such communities, their concerns dismissed as trivial, their needs subsumed into the sum total of the whole. If they cannot live except to survive, what is the point of their existence in the service of someone else? This is the chess piece syndrome, with the sacrifice of a society's own pieces for the sake of the greater good under the will of the majority. Whatever we do, we must acknowledge the fundamental value of all people, respect their needs, desires and aspirations, and create realistic but equitable choices for all. The elector nodded to the first of the 10 representatives who stood forward. We're nearing the close of this session, so we have some final questions which each of us speak in turn and continue to our conclusions. She looked to her right to bring forward the next representative. Does the fundamental nature of humankind allow a just society? Is it possible to plan a government that does not benefit one group of people over another? How does a society keep order without suppressing freedom of expression, movement, and worship for at least some people? How does a society allow freedom of expression while protecting those victimized by such expression? Is it possible to allow for the accumulation of wealth and prosperity without doing so at the expense of others? If poverty is the cause of disadvantage, fear of the other, and violence, then how do we lift those out of poverty to allow equitable choice and access? Should any minority be subject to the tyranny of a majority, or the majority be subject to the tyranny of the rights of the minority? Is a system which allows a plurality to elect a government against the will of the majority, silent or otherwise, a sustainable form of democracy? Can we treat society as a series of smaller groups of individuals rather than large class types of livelihood, wealth and income? Can wealth and prosperity be counted beyond money, power, influence and land? Can we create a just society which allows for the satisfaction of a greater number of groups of individuals, even those with competing interests? Or should we contrive a system which allows for different solutions for different sets of people? The appeal of a hierarchical system is that everyone within it knows their place, and the expectations for justice are low, except as a method of crowd control. A default for every society is this form of government, because it suits those in control by maximising their advantage. For planet Koi Beta, this method has suppressed the current problem caused by the insurrection, removing freedom and equality from the equation, but will be difficult to manage in the long term, and regarded by many as counterproductive and fundamentally wrong. Of course, abandonment of the star system altogether might suit the Council of Seven better, being another version of the chess piece syndrome. Some form of democratic model appears attractive because its lofty principles, if applied correctly throughout society, with the equal application of the law, promotes the freedoms, respect and rights of every individual, every culture and community within. However, one of democracy's many flaws is that the freedom to express allows freedom to lie, to mislead, the freedom to willfully misunderstand or to be willfully ignorant. Combined with another potential flaw that everyone's voice must be heard, however ill-informed or inattentive, freedom of expression itself becomes lethal. The success of forums that provide quick and easy answers to complicated problems is due to the lack of interest and lack of engagement by most people leading their busy everyday lives. Such people seek swift solutions and respond to those offering them. The apparent confusion amongst experts or scientists whose nuanced pronouncements on sets of competing data is a source of dissatisfaction in such groups of people. If expert views can be dismissed as contentious and fake by a large enough group of people, this can be exploited by those who have the democratic right to do so. They use the flawed nature of human behaviour to present an alternative worldview with such conviction that it succeeds in the moment, turning democracy into hierarchy, which we discussed earlier as an instinctive reflection of the natural order of leadership inspired by God or a pantheon of gods. Some, though, behave as though democratic values are a part of the natural order. Examples from our own colonial past, where humankind has invaded or inveigled, then attempted to impose democracy on a local population, have followed such a policy. Local cultural differences in language, attitudes to ownership, economy, land and religion are not the faded patina of a misspent past. They are deeply rooted in a different way of life, one which may or may not fit with forms of democracy. By ignoring the fundamental differences, humans ignore the freedoms that democracy itself espouses. So a democracy becomes anti-democratic in the pursuit of its own gains. Surely this is not suitable for a society that has recently ruptured with the loss of life and the breakdown of trust. Perhaps democracy, with its origins in ancient Greece, giving voice and freedoms to male landowners only, is too compromised to be useful. There is another philosophy of government similar to democracy, another concept based on ancient Greek thinking called isonomia, also born from a desire to give greater rights to citizens other than those who rule by elite circumstances, dynasty or wealth. Isonomia places a greater emphasis on balance, a more explicit attempt to spread power meritocratically across all sections of society, allowing differences of opinion and method, encouraging respect by consent, government elected by all, and social justice reflected in the institutions of justice. Isonomia, when combined with notions of collective kinship, suggests a way to renew the functions of the individual, competing communities, and the congregation of nations that form the planetary population of Koi Beta and many like it across the 84 systems. Isonomia offers equality and choice for all, while kinship brings the self-interest of the individual into the collective responsibility of the wider group, because members of the same family, the same kin, are good at resolving their differences, working together, balancing the needs of the individual and the group as a whole, compromising and dealing with conflict. Self-interest becomes the interest of the community. Isonomia with kinship must be underlined by justice, not the sophistry of the institutions of law, but the promise that the exercise of justice through the means of the law applies to everyone in society. The truth is that humankind is flawed and contradictory, a mess of good intentions and petty grievances, of ideals and practical realities, of the wealthy and the poor, the confident and the timid, the drive to survive and the urge to strive. Isonomia with kinship allows us to adapt to our environment or to take control. It absorbs conflict and encourages cooperation, offers freedom with responsibility, the acceptance of weakness and the harnessing of strength, and justice for all, freedom for all, equality for all. The auditorium, filled with the representatives of the 84 star systems, faced with the fears and anxieties of the insurrection on Koi Beta, allowed a collective sigh to release. 1,000 pairs of feet gently murmured until a storm of approval rolled around the chamber. The 10 guests, the representatives from the many different parts of the galaxy controlled by the Council of Seven, each nodded to the electors behind them and threaded back to their seats in the auditorium. Elector Solfig stood and asked the other members of the Seven, Electors Marianne, Kari, Astrid, Lars, Tor and Christoph, to join her. My deepest thanks and gratitude to the representatives for their work on a complicated mission. We have considered their work, and with the assistance of our AI partners on the outer moons of the Barnard star system, have codified the intentions of the Ten in real time. It is our will that the contradictory nature of our kind be studied further, but the principles of the Ten be assimilated into the form of government we will now foster on the planet Koi Beta. Let those principles be known as the Manifesto of Isonomia K, policy of reciprocity across the planet, with every community represented, with land to be granted equally to all citizens. Let it be known that leaders of any community will be elected by all people of age over 16, and those leaders should be given a period of 10 years in which to execute their policies. At any time, they may be challenged on the fair principles of equal justice. Such justice will be transparent and accountable, with an independent system of scrutiny to be agreed after this council session. There will be no political parties, but a wide constituency of communities, groups and like-minded associations. Members of the government in each nation and the World Council will be elected from the many different communities designed to bring the broadest possible representation. Social justice and the eradication of poverty will be transparent priorities. The leaders and the government of each nation and the World Council will be elected by popular vote. So the principles of the Ten bring us to the Manifesto of Isonomia K. Elector Solfig motioned to each member of the Council to speak. Elector Lars. Justice, freedom, transparency, equality and choice for all. Elector Tor. Individual liberty, freedom of choice, expression, association and worship for all. Elector Christoph. By law, every citizen shall vote their elected representatives. Elector Marianne. The majority shall rule with respect to minority rights of expression, justice and opportunity. Elector Astrid. No member of any governing body shall benefit from their position of elected authority. Elector Kari. Every citizen shall consent to the rule of law. Elector Solfig. Independent judiciary shall test the application of the law at all levels of society. The next day, in the giant, now empty auditorium, Elector Solfig stood with her colleagues on the Council of Seven, gazing through the huge observatory windows to the stars above, watching the thousand members of the Assembly fly off, dissipating in every direction, carrying the aspirations of the Council with them to all parts of the galaxy. Oh, I hope this works. Elector Marianne's eyes darted from one departing craft to another. It will be difficult to implement on a planet that's just rebelled against us. Elector Kari smoothed the hair on his chin. Elector Solfig nodded. The military will stay in charge for a year. That will give us time to change institutions and prepare to educate everyone on Koi Beta. Our AI will repair the network grids and deliver the new manifesto to every home. So, this new model of government will bring fulfillment both to those who share our values and those who don't. Elector Tor tried not to sound too sceptical. Elector Solfig groaned slightly. Its success relies on the removal of party politics. That experiment, intended to give a sort of administrative outlet for ambition and conflict, has spilled out of control. So we've allowed a technocracy in, perhaps paving the way for a government by AI, logical and dispassionate. Are we humans actually fit to govern ourselves? Elector Tor's rhetorical question fell uneasily into the silence of his colleagues. Well, Isonomia K is born today. Elector Solfig lifted her head towards the thousand Assembly members escaping into the skies. We must give it every chance to succeed. So that brings to close the four-part series on insurrection, human nature, deliberations, and now manifesto. Obviously, the great thing about science fiction, in particular, is that you can explore ideas without causing any actual damage. Incidentally, I think the new form of government proposed for Coibita should be pronounced Isonomia K. I made some variable attempts at getting that right within the reading. Anyway, thanks for joining me. Next time will be some lighter fare. So see you then. This is Jake Jackson. Goodbye for now.